we knew it was going to be a tough game. You know, Huddersfield, they're up near the top of the division on merit because the way they play. We knew they wanted to get it down and play nice football, but we knew we could be physical with the home team. We had to get in the faces and, you know, get our supporters with us, and we set that tempo straight from the beginning.
You also scored a goal. You've seen it. Does anybody get a touch, or is it definitely your goal?
Definitely mine, but if I was Jordan Hugo and I scored, was it 5 and 6, I'd be claiming it. I think he was close to it, but everyone ran towards me, you know.
Gallagher sends it in, Baptiste challenges for it, it's gone in again, and I think it's gone all the way through this time. And Paul Gallagher, who has been the architect of the first two tonight, is going to claim the third one for Preston North End. It's turning into a dream night for Simon Grayson and North End this evening, and Huddersfield, who needed to win by 3 to go top of the Championship tonight, are 3-0 down at Deepdale.
I have this funny thing, I always score in October, so I was saying to my old man the other day, I'd probably score this month, October, so... No, I'm delighted to get a goal, but most important was to get the 3 points and, you know, shoot us up the division. I think we're halfway in the division now, so, you know, we keep looking up instead of looking behind us.
It's been quite a transformation, really, over the past 6 weeks, hasn't it? What can you put that down to?
I'm not sure. Probably going back to basics, being hard to play against. Last season, you know, we were very difficult to play against, and, you know, we brought that into our... the last few performances, and, you know, we've played some big clubs in this division, and, you know, we've beat them and got some good points, like last week against at Brighton. You know, people aren't giving us a chance. Yesterday I heard a lot of Huddersfield can go back to the top of the division if they beat Preston. No one was giving us any chance, but we believe in ourselves and the players that we've got, you know, the staff. We all believe in each other, and we showed that yesterday.
You might get some more goals if there's a few more games before the end of October, yeah, isn't there?
Well, that's it, yeah. Hopefully I can stay fit and be picked to play. And you know, everywhere I've been, Leicester, I think I got my first 2 goals in October and carried on from there. So it's been a good one for me, really, and over the last few years. But no, it's not about me, it's about the team. And, you know, we want to get as high as we can as quick as possible.
Paul Gallagher on this left-hand side will float in the free kick at pace. Oh, and it's got it! And Tom Clark went for it. And Preston North End have got the opening goal. It was a fabulously delivered free kick from Paul Gallagher. The quality on it meant that Huddersfield were in all sorts of problems. Paul Gallagher again. First time delivery comes in. Lovely looking ball. Baptiste scores! What a ball from Gallagher from the right. And Alex Baptiste with a towering header gives Preston North End their second goal of the night. It's the first time this season Huddersfield have conceded more than once.
Having said that, you must be really pleased with the delivery that you're putting in for these goals, the last 4 goals you've been involved in. Deep crosses curling away at the last minute must make it really difficult. If you're a defender, to try and head that away, that must make it tough.
Yeah, well, I've always been known as someone with good quality of crossing the ball, and, you know, I've started practicing a bit more outside. Sometimes you can leave it because you think, I've got that in the locker, but you have to keep practicing to make it better. And, you know, I've been doing that over the last few days. We're doing a bit of crossing finishing. I was going out wide, putting crosses in. So I enjoy playing on the wing. Number of assists that I make, and, you know, and goals I can chip in with as well. But it was good. I felt good last night, working hard. You know, you don't get tired when you're enjoying it. When you're not enjoying it, you get tired quick. But even the likes of Ben Pringle coming into the team, he's not played a lot of football, but he showed great fitness. And that's one thing here, when you're not in the team, you've got to work hard in training to keep the fitness up. And you've just seen we've used quite a number of players in different positions over the last few weeks, and everyone's come in and done a fantastic job. We've got players in there who are going to attack the ball. Baptiste, Clark, Jordan. You know, they want to get on the end of things, barely right. I think Joe Garner will take me to Rangers with him because I don't think he gets any crosses at the minute. So, you know, I spoke to Joe. But nah, it's good if, you know, you've got players in the box that can go and attack a ball. You know, you can put it in there with a bit of pace, it can come off their defenders and go in. You're asking questions. Or just feel they're a football team, maybe when they can probably cross it, they'll opt to come back out and try and probe that way. But goals are scored in between the posts, so, you know, if you can put quality balls in there, then, you know, it causes trouble.
Hopefully you can do it again on Saturday. How tough a game is this away at Norwich City? They are second in the table.
Yeah, they're all tough games, but you look at Norwich, you know, they've had a good start to the season. They've got the nucleus of a squad that come down from the Premier League, so, you know, they've got experienced players in there that have won the Championship before and gained promotion. But, you know, if we can't go there full of confidence after this last few games, then we're in the wrong spot. But, you know, you go there, you give them the respect, but we go there to do a good job and come away with a positive result.